This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says allies will commit to more aid for Ukraine during the summit.
We will make decisions on Ukraine, and I think what we have seen over the last days demonstrates the need to step up our support for Ukraine. We have seen new Russian missile attacks against cities, against a child hospital. Many children, civilians have been killed, and it just demonstrates the brutality of Russia's war aggression against Ukraine.
At the same meeting, that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in a social media video that he will appeal for more air defense systems while at the NATO summit. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Tuesday to discuss Russia's missile strike on a children's hospital in Ukraine on Monday. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir covered that meeting and spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program about it.
We heard from the acting head of the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs, and she detailed some of the damage to the facility. And she pointed out very importantly that hospitals have special protections under international humanitarian law and international law, and that intentionally directing attacks against them is a war crime.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President Vladimir Putin in Russia on Tuesday, seeking to deepen the relationship between the two nuclear powers at a time when NATO leaders gathered in Washington. Modi has avoided condemning Russia while emphasizing a peaceful settlement. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief said Tuesday that his office was following up on reports of a mass grave discovered in the desert along the Libya-Tunisia border, highlighting the widespread abuses on migrants. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
During a Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva Tuesday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said the mass grave was discovered in March in southwestern Libya and contained the bodies of at least 65 migrants. He said the discovery was more evidence of the level of human rights violations waged against migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers around the world.
The dehumanization of these individuals who are in a vulnerable situation continues to take place at the hands of both state and non-state actors, often working in collusion. Trafficking, torture, forced labor, extortion, starvation, in intolerable conditions of detention, mass expulsions, the sale of human beings, including children, perpetrated at scale with impunity.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The head of a UN peacekeeping mission in a Democratic Republic of Congo has now paused its withdrawal from the nation and said that there is no timeline set for the next phase of its withdrawal as conditions have not been met on the ground. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has framed the visit as part of a push to bring stability to Sudan, where the army is fighting the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Abiy has previously been seen as closer to the RSF and hosted its leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo in Addis Ababa in December. He is also an ally of the United Arab Emirates, which the Sudanese army accuses of providing material support to the RSF. The UAE denies the allegations, but UN experts say they are credible. Sudan's war has forced almost 10 million people from their homes and created famine-like conditions in parts of the country. While the RSF has taken most of the capital Khartoum and the center and west of Sudan, the army controls eastern and northern states.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is getting on the campaign trail. He's rallying voters at his flagship resort, the Miami suburb of Doral, in a celebrity mood as Democrats face tough calls over U.S. President Joe Biden's reelection chances. Trump is nearing a deadline of his own to announce his running mate, but appears in no rush. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.